Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antyalila 9, the deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka. The ninth chapter is summarized as follows. Gopinath Patanayaka, one of the five sons of Bhavananda Roy, was engaged in the service of the government. But Gopinath misappropriated some funds from the treasury. Therefore, the Bhadajan, the eldest son of King Prataparudra, ordered that Gopinath Patanayaka be punished by death. Thus, Gopinath was raised on the Changa with upright swords to be killed. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patanayaka was delivered. Moreover, Gopinath was even promoted to a higher post. Aganya dhanya chaitanya gananang premavanyaya ninye dhanya jana swanta marushasvad anupatam. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a constant flood to the desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an inundation of ecstatic love of God. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamai Jaya Jaya Nityananda Karuna Hriday. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose heart is always compassionate. Jaya Dvaitacharya, Jaya Jaya Dayamai, Jaya Gaura Bhaktagana Savarasamai. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is very merciful. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. And thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, with his personal devotees, always merged in ecstatic love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya always felt waves of separation from Krishna, both externally and internally. Mahaprabhu's mind and body were agitated by various spiritual transformations. During the day, Lord Chaitanya chanted, danced, and saw Lord Jagannath in the temple. And at night, Mahaprabhu tasted transcendental bliss in the company of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara. Indeed, people from the three worlds used to come visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya received the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. The inhabitants of the seven higher planetary systems, including the demigods, Gandharvas, and Kinnaras, as well as the inhabitants of the seven lower planetary systems, or Patala Loka, including the demons and serpentine living entities, all of them visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of human beings. Dressed in different ways, people from the seven islands and nine khandas visited Lord Chaitanya. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami, and other great sages came to visit Lord Chaitanya, and upon seeing Sriman Mahaprabhu, they became unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. Being unable to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the populace outside Lord Chaitanya's room would make a tumultuous sound. Thus, Sriman Mahaprabhu would go outside and tell them, "Chant Hare Krishna." All kinds of people would come to see Lord Chaitanya, and upon seeing Sriman Mahaprabhu, they would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. According to the opinion of some historians, Prahlad Maharaj was born in Treta Yuga in the city of Multan in the state of Punjab. Prahlad was born of Hiranyakashipu, a king of the dynasty of Kashyapa. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, but Prahlad's father was very much against Vishnu. Because the father and son thus differed in their consciousness, the demon father inflicted all kinds of bodily pain upon Prahlad. And when this torture became intolerable, the Supreme Lord appeared as Narasimhadev, killing the great demon Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad. Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and the son of Prahlad Maharaj was Virochana, and his son was known as Bali. Appearing as Vamana and begging Bali Maharaj for 3 feet of land, Lord Krishna took possession of the entire three worlds. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a great devotee of Lord Vamana. Bali Maharaj had 100 sons, of whom Maharaj Bana was the eldest and most famous. Vyasadeva was the son of the great sage Parashara. Other names for Vyas are Satyavateya and Krishna Dwaipayana Vadarayana Muni. As one of the authorities on the Vedas, Vyasa divided the original Veda, for convenience, into 4 divisions, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva. Vyasadeva is the author of 18 Puranas, as well as the theosophical thesis Brahma Sutra and its natural commentary Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasa belongs to the Brahma Sampradaya and is a direct disciple of Narada Muni. Shukadeva Goswami is the son of Vyasadeva. Shukadeva was a brahmachari, fully conscious of Brahman realization. But later, Shukadeva became a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Shukadeva narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Recorded November 18, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.